The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professional-casual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFURP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Hey, y'all. It's me, JB. Now, some of you may be like, oh no, Bruno's gone. And some of you may be like, thank goodness, Bruno's finally gone. And to both of you, I'm with you. I've enjoyed playing the hapless pie eater for over 200 episodes, with his high highs like exploding a cave, or his low lows like leaving his wife in a collapsing castle. He was a rascal and a scoundrel. He was cheeky and dumb, he was greedy, and he could be tender. He was a character to the max, and he perished as well as he lived, by being dumb, by following food, by barging ahead, heedless of consequences, and by being as helpful in combat as Dumpling. Finally, and most importantly, screwing over the party with his dying breath. But, as I said to Tim, this is a game that we're heavily invested in, both monetarily and emotionally, but a game nonetheless. While we, as the fans of Gapapa, specifically X-Paxis, Rob, Dagna, Cider Drinker, Tony Highhands, Otis, Leroy, Iron Maze, Wizard Skills, Bicon, Briar Mage, Tau, Cliff Jumper, and James, and I'm counting myself amongst them, mourn or rejoice at the loss of Bruno, I'm excited for the next chapter. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity that we take the rest of this full-length episode as a moment of silence for Bruno and cherish the memories that he's brought us. If you would like to share any of those memories on air, call 603-803-3235 and leave your messages there. Or, if you want to interact directly with me and the other members of the cast, join our Discord, where we're going to set up a Bruno in Memoriam channel. Thank you. And on with the show.
Welcome to 203.
Take your hand and come with me.
Tim.
Yeah.
What?
It's Kapapa 203.
Take your hand and come with me.
203.
Is that a prime number?
JB's not here.
JB didn't show up for recording.
I guess this is proof positive that this entire podcast wasn't like Bruno's fever dream.
Yeah.
It's still here.
I was talking to somebody about it. And I was editing.
You were giving someone spoilers?
No, I was talking to Tyler, Danny's brother, about it today.
You were giving Tyler spoilers?
He doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Well, now he doesn't have to because he knows how the show ends.
And I thought it was really funny that we were talking so much about a Blaze and how JB's like, oh, Blaze is so bad. And I was like, Blaze isn't that bad unless you get a bunch of a Blaze conditions.
Like,
and then his character died from a bunch of a Blaze conditions.
Yeah.
And he was right.
I wish JB was here to hear that. Yeah.
I would never say that when he's here. I don't want him to think that his shenanigans are okay.
They are okay, though. They're great.
His shenanigans killed him. What do you mean?
That's true. He could have put the fire out.
Normally, his shenanigans
are... It's honestly surprising he's lived this long.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Are we talking about Bruno or JB?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Because they're pretty similar.
Well, I feel like his shenanigans used to be cheeky and fun, but now, you know, the shenanigans that led to his death were certainly, like, tragic and cruel.
And, like, grim and careless.
If you put some jokey, gimmicky, like Hanna-Barbera sound effects behind the shenanigans Bruno got into last episode, I think I'd still laugh.
What? So what are some of the things that we miss about Bruno? I miss that whenever he was going to run anywhere, he would slowly go in the air and his feet would turn into like a cyclone before he would start moving.
Like a figure eight. Yeah.
I really miss that every time he got hit on the head with an anvil, he would like get a really, really tall goose egg on top of his head.
That's where I got my first birds were from, flying around his head after he got hit with an anvil.
I can't top that. That was excellent.
Really good. I was going to say I'm going to miss every time Danny / Mina wished for Bruno's death.
Yeah.
It's funny because
you filled that fountain. Like, yeah. People yelled at me about throwing 10 gold in the sewer, but
all the money went straight to that. I did feel bad about it, though, afterwards. And I was like, I was also talking to my brother and Lily about it.
Oh, wow. Spoilers.
He's my brother. It's fine.
Lily's your brother? That's weird.
I'm supposed to spoil things for my brother, not you. But I was like, now I actually kind of feel really bad. Like, it hit me more after the recording.
I assumed
you didn't do anything to make that happen. He's the one who lit his leg on fire for fire ticks.
I know. But I'm still sad. Like, I know how I will feel if Mina dies / when I have to retire her. And that will definitely be like a period of mourning for me as a player for this character that we've crafted over 200 episodes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we've been playing this game for 4 years. Like, this campaign.
Really only feels like 2 to me.
It's funny every time.
Every time. And I won't stop saying it.
It's so good. I love that.
Oof.
I'm gonna miss the obvious purposeful misunderstandings where he just straight looks at Dan and just says, like, what do you mean? Like, after doing something that's obviously gonna put both himself and everyone else in danger.
Yep.
Well, not merely in danger, but like is clearly a faux pas within the society in which Bruno lives. Like, the person could not exist like Bruno existed. Like,
well, it's someone insane. Does. His name's JB.
And that's why he is sequestered to the Badlands of upstate New York. Where he can do no damage.
To be fair, he's probably already befriended and became the leader of like a trio of hyenas or something. So just kind of like seems like
he's sort of the Radagast of the group. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. One was voiced by Oprah. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Whoopi Goldberg. Like, yeah. Is Whoopi Goldberg? Can't remember the other two. I only remember the Whoopi Goldberg one. Ooh, say it again. Mufasa.
Mufasa. Shenzi.
And Daryl Strawberry was the third
one. Oh.
Ed.
You get a. I'm giving you a hero point, Dan.
Thanks.
For remembering the name of the hyena.
That's, I have no idea why that sticks out of my head. There's Shenzi, Ed was the dumb one, and there was a third one.
Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, Daryl.
So can we speculate real quick on what we think JB is going to bring in if he ever shows up again?
I really feel like it's got to be hand job nun.
Organ grinder.
Both kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Demonic organ grinder from hell.
Oh, God. I hope he's like a grave robber or like a flagellant or something so like...
out
nuts.
There
flagellant would be pretty good. I always want
is it possible to be catcher? A sumo wrestler in this game.
Ooh. More or I mean, less yeah. He could be from, like, we don't know anything about Nippon, but he could be from Cathay also.
What's a Cathay with you? I think so, kind of the opposite.
Yeah, it is exhausting. I agree, Dan.
Listen, I don't even pause for it anymore. I just keep plowing right through it. But
we don't either.
I think the opposite, honestly, of Danny. I think he'd be something just so mundane, like mail clerk or
DMV associate.
Yes. Yes. Ostatician, maybe.
Stop trying to make ostatician a thing.
Ostaticians are a thing. They can quaff your belly button for you.
Actually, you know what I really want JB to do?
God.
If he were to come back, would be to play the first character he rolled up way back in episode 0, a beggar.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, which his kids are going to be now that both of their parents are dead.
Yeah, thank goodness can't be they have choosers. Judy.
They're lucky. If Webby doesn't get to him first.
I was ready for Tim to get, like, mad.
What?
No.
So, sorry, thinking about belly buttons, because I know how much you love this, Tim. I have this one student, this 11th grade kid, and he's obsessed with seeing if things will fit in his belly button.
Nope. We can
Arizona iced tea can.
No!
Just
that. Yeah. No, that's way too much.
In his
that
belly doesn't button.
Even make sense.
He's going to unravel.
Uh-huh. It's nuts.
Belly buttons do not work that way, Tim, I promise.
That's impressive.
It does. You ever look inside a belly button?
He tried to put my stapler in his belly button, and I was like, do not put my stapler in your belly button. Like, that's gross. I don't want anything. And then he put clay in his belly button, and then his belly button was itchy because of it. He's like, I think I still have some clay in there.
It's wild to me that your classroom is pretty much just an episode of Bizarre Insertions.
It's so... My class is so... This is also the kid who everything... You know how, like, John is like an insertion thing for just like whatever. No. Now in Walton, it's Johnson. So he's like, oh man, my Johnson is so itchy. And I'm like, wow. Can you please? Great. And he meant like his side.
Yeah.
But then he was like to this other student, he's like, hey, your mom's a doctor. Will you look at this for me? And I'm like, that gives her no credential. Her dad's also a mechanic. Do you want her to look at your truck? Like,
I mean, she might pick something up at home. Who knows?
Oh my God. But he's always like, oh, my phone's Johnson isn't working right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He meant speakers. That's good.
Danny, I hate to say it, but you just outed yourself as very old.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's hit me a lot this week.
The lingo of the kids.
Oh my God. But like,
or shall Johnson. I say, the Johnson of the Johnsons.
I'm not. Got him.
Maybe it's just my Philly DNA at work. Being like, yeah, John just means whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, John I'm totally fine with. But like, Johnson.
How about...
A lot of my clients are Johns, actually.
Because I know he's doing it specifically to be like a dick joke.
Yeah. What if it was Johnson, though?
Johnson, it's not.
Like J-A-W. And
that I'd be more okay with. Because I know he's going around saying that his Johnson is itchy.
What is Johnson was itchy?
Expecting. I have a quote
wall. He said his dick, but not really.
I have a quote wall, and there are three quotes.
Thank you.
Two of the three are his. One was about clay in his belly button because he has a hairy belly button. The other is that his Johnson is itchy. And the third quote on my quote wall for this semester is they both have dangly doos, which is in reference to hyenas.
Oh yeah, fair.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
So you have to use their DNA to sex them. So that was what I taught in my ELA class.
Not like a crocodile where you just put your finger in a hole and figure it out, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Stick your pinky right up in there.
Watch a lot of road rules growing up. Seemed like that was a regular thing.
Dinner first? Like what?
No, it's a crocodile.
So?
So when JB brings it in his new character, do you think he just names it like just straight up hand job numb? Or do you think he's going to have like another name around?
He'll add like a letter in there to make it different.
A hand job numb.
He's not really a master
hand
of
John numb.
Oh, yeah.
John job
numb. John job numb.
That's so hard to say. Jackie Jorb job.
The Roger.
You ever watch 30 Rock?
Yeah, I watched 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah, the like fake character right now.
It's like a fake celebrity in there, Jackie Drop Drop, or somebody just forgot.
Oh
no, because it was their unlicensed biopic about
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So they called her Jackie Drop Drop. So good. Love that show.
Can I Google myself on your computer? Well, sure. How else are you gonna do it? You're the best, Liz Lem.
So good. But we are not at 30 Rockefeller. We are in the undercity of Mindenheim. And
potato,
sadly,
potato, honestly,
one of the party who's been with us from the very beginning has blown up.
Like, he's been there while we are also there. I don't know if he's ever really been with us.
What do you mean? He's been there from the episode zero.
Listen, I agree. I agree that he was there.
Physically.
Yes.
Yeah, his mind was elsewhere most of the time, let's be honest.
But was Bruno ever with the party, like, as a collective unit?
I mean, he tried to hire everybody in the party or charge them for things.
It was Bruno's world. We were just living in it.
Correct.
Kinda, yeah. He had a weird relationship with most of you, where he wanted Mina to work for him and pay her, but he also wanted to charge her for riding in the coach that he basically stole.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Yo, what do we do with that coach now?
Yeah, those
that coach do?
Burn it.
Those horses are probably going to be going through alcohol withdrawal.
Probably.
What am I not?
Probably sign him up for a program or something.
Well, yeah. Don't give him any of the local booze because
it's real
bad.
Oh man, it's bad.
Oh man.
But yeah, so you have four dead dudes. Three are in this room, one's further down the hall. Bruno's blowed up corpse is also there. There's a big piece and a bunch of smaller pieces. But before you killed the one guy, which listening to stuff with editing and whatnot, realized Mina had said in an episode earlier that she doesn't have a dagger. So let's say you took this guy's own dagger.
Sure.
To do him in.
Yeah.
He mentioned something about prisoners and cells and working for the people he called the Master Race. And you learned that he was a cultist of a group called the Yellow Fang.
Gross. I have the keys.
Yes. So what do we do from here?
Dr. So, fix him. What are you doing?
Listen, I'm not any happier about this than you are, but there ain't no fixing that.
Parts of him are still sizzling. You can probably put them back together a little bit, right?
Sure, I might be able to get like a rebate or something.
No.
Like, honestly, I pumped this guy so full of oils and unnatural lubricants. Like, I'm sure that some of it will come out and I can recoup some of my losses. But honestly, you just got to learn to cut your losses when they happen. This is surgery 101 stuff.
I'm not a surgeon, but...
No, clearly.
I'd like to try to cast Congeal on Bruno's body to save the blood, just in case it helps.
Please.
Are there any, like, personal effects that were not blown to smithereens?
No, I found this pie on him. I figured we could, I don't know, probably fire it out of a blunderbuss in his honor.
I rolled a 97. That's not it's just an automatic fail. It's not like a big fail, right?
No, I got excited because in the second edition rules, if you rolled a 9 in one of the dice, it was...
Ow.
It wasn't quite a miscast. It was like Zinch's curse or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's just an auto fail.
Okay.
Sure. Zinch's gets painted.
No, it was definitely a 97.
Do you want to spend a fortune point?
No, I don't have any.
Do you want to beseech the dark gods?
No, I don't know them anymore.
So you try to cast Congeal, but like maybe you're... I don't know if you're choked up or like your voice cracks at the wrong point.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're upset and it
doesn't
come out right. But so it just nothing happens.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Not making him bleed faster, right?
I mean, he's not bleeding anymore.
Oh,
his
good.
Heart's
it worked.
Not really in his body anymore.
Can I find like his little hat or his whip or something? I want a personal effect so that we could like, you know, maybe do like a little ceremony and.
Yeah.
Something like that, because even, you know, in his whole form, we could not possibly transport his body to the surface.
Right. I haven't done this in a while, but high or low?
High.
On a d20, I rolled an 11, so the whip was on the other hip that the bomb was in and it is safe. And his hat, you can find a little down the, like, hallway tunnel that he...
Oh, thank goodness.
So I will coil the whip up and I will tuck it inside the hat and I will put it in my duster pocket and I will pat it there. Okay. We will have a nice little ceremony and we will speak to him on the hillside where there's lots of sunshine and a warm breeze and the scent of pies wafting on the air. All of the things that he loved most in the world. We will, you know, shake some children down for their money.
Oh, yeah.
You know. We will fire guns with complete disregard for anyone's safety, including our own.
I'm pretty certain, like,
wow.
Just with kind of the order of command, I'm pretty certain his kids are your kids now, actually, right? Is that kind of how that works?
I think that's true, yeah.
Standard. Yeah. That's standard, yeah.
Mina just became a mom.
I will take good care of them.
A mom of three, and one of them's a wizard.
Yeah, well, as long as he has the papers, I don't have to kill him.
He's going to an actual college, so.
Set him on fire. If I have to.
Normally, I would want to take a foot or a toe or something, but I don't want to do that.
I'm like lightly kicking the smoldering remnants of Bruno and being like, nah, it's damaged goods. You don't want it right now.
I would like to go and investigate these cells that horrible, disgusting, filthy cultist pointed out to me just moments ago.
Okay.
He just died. Give him a moment's grace, Mina.
No, he's a cultist. I should really set his body on fire right now.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about Bruno.
Oh, no. No, I cannot
describe. You said filthy disgusting and my mind got ahead of me.
No, I would say horrible things about Bruno when he was living, but now that he is with more, I have only nice things to say about him.
Yeah.
Corpses are a lot more compliant when you tell them to pretend they're asleep.
Man, his arms were long.
Very big of you, Mina. Give yourself a resolve point. Once you heard that they're, once you feel like they're cultists, I feel like that would fit your motivation of destroying people of chaos. But yeah, you got a ring of keys off that guy, so you can go out, unlock the door for you.
Let us
so you can take a look around. So you see, you want to describe what you see?
Okay, so I walked through this door, and then as I walked through, there is a hallway to my left and a hallway to my right, and there are many more locked doors against the walls. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming these are the cells.
Yes, they're all like typical, like this area looks like it's been carved out, like not, yeah, not engineered, but it doesn't look totally natural. It looks like a cleft in the rock here. Started natural, and then they just kind of chiseled their way more space here, and you see a bunch of those typical like bar doors.
Yes.
But it's pitch black back here, but I believe you've had a torch.
Or you said there were torches in the other area. I would grab one of those and bring it in here with me.
Right, there were torches on wall sconces in the other room.
I see there is a cell directly across from the entrance. I would like to approach that cell first and like slowly so as not to spook whatever, you know, living being maybe inside. I want to peek in and see if there's anybody in there.
Pretty clearly empty.
Oh, okay. Hello! I don't want to yell and spook anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hello!
No spooking.
Is there anybody in there to be saved or freed from these cells and most definite death?
Yeah, I'm back here.
Who's that?
It's me, Stubbs.
Hello, hello, Stubbs. My name is Mina Fisher. I am a witch hunter, and unless you are a cultist or an unlicensed witch, I will save you.
No, no witches.
Can I make a perception check to see which direction this gravelly voice is coming from?
Sure.
Okay.
Make it easy.
Okay.
I'm also going to be here with her for medical know-how if necessary.
Oh, that's a good idea. I rolled a 13.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can tell exactly which cell this person's talking from. Stubbs. Love Amina mispronounced it immediately.
Honestly, that might just be how she heard it.
Yeah, that doesn't roll off my tongue so well.
Your accent got in a fist fight with his name, and this is how it...
And his name won.
JP's got a...
This is all how it shook out.
I'm excited.
It makes you wonder what prop he had for Bruno this whole time. He literally just had a pie in his pocket.
It's actually the same toothpick. You just wouldn't imagine where the first one was for Bruno.
For 4 years.
So what does Mina see in the cell? Who? What do they look like?
Well, I guess you see like a small little kid, real sloppy mess of hair, right? Looks a little bit older than normal kids his age, but he's about 3'2". Real small.
Oh, it's a little baby.
Yeah, a little. I'm not a baby. I'm a full grown man.
Oh my God, Dr. Webby, we found a baby. Look how little he is. Oh man.
Doesn't even have any legs. Wait, are your legs under there?
No.
What am I looking at?
I'm a halfling. Have you guys not seen a halfling before?
Not often, no.
Again, it's a common problem. A lot of the tall folks like yourselves, they don't look down too much, right?
I'm a tall, yes, that's true.
Looks like you guys are here to rescue me, or are you going to take me away to feed the master?
No, we are here to fight the master. Oh. I have these keys. I killed everybody. I'll let you out.
Wait, the master eats people?
Master does something. I don't know. I haven't been able to ask the questions of the people that are coming in here. I guess there's the Yellowed Fang or something that they're calling themselves. I don't know.
When'd you get put in here then?
I would say a couple of days ago. I've been in and out of consciousness for a while now. I was up, I was researching a theft of some Bretonian cheese, right? And I was following the smells and out in a abandoned building, I saw that there was some scuff marks on the floor. Went down to look at those and heard a squeak and a creak behind me, and something happened and I woke up down here. I think I was ambushed from behind.
Well, that sounds quite horrible.
Well, he's not a witch, Mina. Well, at least as far as I can tell with my doctor senses. What do you think?
Oh, I can see that type of thing. Do I notice any winds of magic around him?
You would all know that halflings cannot do magic.
Yeah, he's totally safe.
But he might be a gnome.
Is it against his religion or
you
what?
You shut your mouth.
Whoa.
They can do magic, though. Listen, they have a Blood Bowl team. They're real. They're in the world, man.
All right, Mina. It just seems like a clear case of...
I did spell halfling with a G.
...person we don't know anything to nor expect anything from.
I completely agree. I will unlock this cell door immediately.
Well, my bloodlust was sated in this Undercity, but I want some more fate points now.
Why didn't I make a gnome?
Why didn't you? I said no.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's a good reason, I guess.
Oh, I'll unlock it for you. Now you can open the door.
Hey, I'm back. It was a long time gone, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Yay, JB.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody could recognize with the accent that he was doing.
Right?
I thought he was Stubbs.
All right.
Well, he is
that with one or two B's?
It's actually none.
There's a B?
Actually, I believe in Stubbs.
Yeah, that's real good. Two? That sounds good.
Okay.
I don't know.
My dad used to have two Stubbs.
But then he got the transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now he has four.
And Lindsay has no shins.
That's right.
So, Stubbs, is it?
Yeah.
Is that short for something?
May I be?
Stubbs with two B's.
Yeah, jeez, I don't have enough time for that. Stubbs in my book.
With one B.
Ah.
Short for Stubbs with two B's.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't know if it was short for like Stubbarello or Stubmantha or something like that.
No.
Stubbington?
Yeah.
You'll have to excuse him. He's weird for no reason. So, let me ask you this, Stubbs.
Yeah.
I hate to be forward with a new face, but do you have any lice from your time in the prison?
Not that I know of. I mean, if you want to check me out, you can have a look-see, right?
Well, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Okay. Second question. Where did the rest of you go?
Well, I've been down here for a little bit, so, you know, haven't had a good meal in a bit, so.
Right. But, like, I mean, I can't be the only one seeing this. He's like half the size of me.
Yes. No, you are correct. He's very small.
So where did he go? Well, did someone, replace his shins because he, like, lost him in a war or something?
Well, let me ask
Wait, you're not
you.
In a prison cell because you killed 50 men, are you?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
Did you steal Sandy Annie's leg?
No, sir. Let me ask you folks a question. I heard quite a loud explosion back there and a lot of crying.
Yeah.
You guys seem very sad as you walked in here. What, anything interesting happened in the last room? Any loved ones lost?
Just weird sunk question. Cost, you know.
But just, yeah, our best friend, our leader, our employer, the man that we all came around together to protect. That never wanted us to be protected from him. He blew up in the other room. I guess he had a bomb on him.
Oh, those are dangerous.
Yeah.
I knew I shouldn't have left him with that extra one. That's my bad. Whoopsie daisy.
Wait, you gave him that bomb?
I did not take it from him.
Now just one more question.
Good answer. That's exactly what happened.
One more. Where did you pick the bomb up? Why are you down here in these sewers?
That's actually a great question. We were just walking down the street, and then some dude opened a door and fell out, and you know, a bunch of people were murdering him.
And yeah, we're trying to find his dad now.
So you're saying that there's an unsolved murder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a good handful of them by this point.
Well, actually,
not to put too fine a point on it, but we encounter a lot of, shall we say, questionably acquired dead people in our travels.
Well, that seems
not the least of which happens to be hanging from the rafters in the other room. Was that too soon? It felt like it was too soon.
I feel it was probably a little early. Yeah. So, Mr. Stubbs, what do you do for a living?
I work here and there. You know, the watch comes to me when they have a tough nut to crack, right?
Oh, wow.
Again, I like to solve problems. I'm a problem solver.
Well, we come across many problems, let me tell you.
Yeah. Is that why you got taken? Is because you were trying to solve the wrong problems?
Yeah, I might sniffed in the wrong crack now and again, but I like to stick my nose in places where it doesn't belong.
The three of us shook our head at that one just a slow,
I didn't realize that hand job nun could have many forms. That was a lack of imagination on my part.
Hand job nun, that sounds like a tough nut to crack too. Do you mind introducing me?
Oh, please, let me introduce myself. My name is Webby. You can call me James. And I happen to be the physician here. My docket is cleared, actually. I actually find myself with quite a bit of free time now. So if you happen to have any bronchitis, I'd be happy to take a look at that for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Webby.
Wait, did you get rid of your lungs? Is that how you're so efficiently sized?
So what about you? You're like big and tall and strapping.
That is true.
Yeah, my name's Jerry Crumpet. I'm a wizard, and I'm also another one of the physicians, a part of our group here.
Jerry, huh? Mm? Okay.
Dr. Jerry Crumpet.
Doctor, huh?
Mm?
That's pretty lucky.
You know, some might say that. That's fair.
Yeah, no one says that.
No, they don't, but like they might one day, or maybe they say it when I am not around.
Which kind of doctor are you?
I'm actually a witch hunter.
Oh, witch hunter.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, my name is Mina, and yes, I am on a quest from the Church of Sigmar to come here and break up a cult that is rotting the city from the inside out and probably corrupting the government and the nobility, so.
A cult that's corrupting the government of this fair city? Yes. I won't stand for it. No matter 4 foot tall or 5 foot tall, not gonna stand.
And you are standing, right? This is you standing right now and not just sitting perched in a weird way?
This is my full height.
Your full height.
Well, at least you sound pretty dedicated to, like, your pursuit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Seems pretty good. You know, gnome stone left unturned, as they say.
That's right.
That's two strikes.
That's three and a half, I think.
Going for lucky now.
Ooh.
Jerry Crumpet, I literally just introduced myself.
I know who you really are.
No, you don't, Dad.
I haven't played your dad yet.
You don't know me, Dad.
I learned it from watching you.
I mean, I have a need to take your counsel real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
What is up? Yeah, what's going on?
Just a second. Lucky, do you mind? I'm trying to have a private conversation
it's
here.
It's Jerry. Jerry Crumpet.
Jerry, do you want to check the rest of the cells?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Do you have the keys?
Yes, here are the keys.
All right.
Yeah, start with the far one.
Okay. I'll just go to the next nearest one.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So, it seems as though this guy's got a bone to pick with this.
This one's empty.
It's called, that's great.
Yes.
Gerald. Did I say that right?
I think that's close enough.
I tune him out whenever he starts talking about it.
Oh, this one's empty too.
It's not correct name. So it seems like this new guy, Stubbs, or excuse me, Stubbs. I'm not that familiar with him yet to use his actual name.
Mm.
It seems like he's got a bone to pick with this Yellow Fang.
Yes.
But I find myself wondering...
There's some bread left in this one if anyone's hungry.
You still got to fight the grass champion. You got to be fresh for that. You sure you want to be spending the rest of the evening down here and trying to fight some other battles?
I mean, I feel amazing right now, honestly. I feel like I have at least 2 more hours left in me of being able to fight in this capacity. So you know, and we told that man who's dead now that we would find his dad. And now I'm honestly curious. And if there is some kind of like chaos cult going on down here, I've got to fix it. Like, I will not be able to sleep if I know it's down here. I'll just keep thinking about it.
I'm beginning to think all of these are empty.
I just remembered what I actually put in your nose. And yeah, you're not going to be sleeping in it. For any reason.
Yeah, that gas really like got me, that yellow gas, it got me going. I'm going to have to find more of that because I really like this.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to be careful not to get addicted, but yeah, absolutely. I will put as much of that into you as I'm able.
Yeah.
Anyway, so may I be candid with you, Mina?
Wait, I thought you were, is that what we should call you now instead of Dr. Webby?
Please call me Candid.
Okay, yes, Candid.
Thank you. All right, straight up. Bruno, I imagine he had some affinity with you, some connectivity with you. So you probably feel, I'm going to go with feelings about it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. My meal ticket just exploded.
That is true.
Yeah. And to be frank, a medical marvel has just left our world for greener pastures.
Are you Candid or are you Frank?
Oh, please call me Candid Frank.
Okay. He's okay. A medical marvel. Okay. And he's gone.
Have you... He had bunions growing out of his warts. Do you know how hard that is to do?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And here's the thing. He didn't even hide them. We just accepted that was how he looked.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm really setting myself back for a few months. And to be honest, I'm really riding on this, your ability to beat the Graf champion and get us in tight with the Graf. Otherwise, I am kind of going to call it quits.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got to know that you're not going to run off half-cocked and try to commit honorable Sudoku to avenge your friend.
No, not at all. No, I care very much about my life and my mission, and I'm not very good at math, so I will not be doing any math puzzles.
Okay, good.
So
I think we are on the same tablet.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, none of these have people in them at all.
Yeah, I guess you can come back in. Also, I'm now realizing that Stubbs has just been standing there listening to us have this one-on-one conversation for some time.
It seems interesting that you had a very complicated relationship with this fella that you
Bruno.
Just lost. Bruno, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can introduce you if you'd like. Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Super morbid, man.
Like, he's right there.
And also over there.
I think he tracks him in. Yeah, there's... I've been... Again,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Well, that's actually pre-mortem. I just had some left over from this morning.
That's a lot of grease. I'm surprised you're not slipping and sliding throughout this whole place.
You'd be surprised.
So, do you have a family, Mr. Stubbs?
I do. I have a wife at home and
no.
At home, like not like a crumbled castle.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Kids?
No kids.
No.
Don't have the time for it. Married to the job.
Do you come from a large family? I know that's very common of halflings.
Yeah, quite a lot of sisters and brothers and cousins and dads and moms.
Oh, you have multiple dads and moms?
I mean,
takes a village.
It does take a village, yeah.
Kind of jealous. Sure. That's awesome.
You don't know a lot of halflings, do you?
I know. I've met a bunch of them.
They're probably all my cousins.
Wow.
They do actually like communally raise children.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I should probably read the book about halflings.
Yeah, or the gnome one.
Yeah.
But,
wait, you're telling me there's a whole flock of you guys?
Yeah, they live in, like, dirt grounds.
Where do they leave the rest of them?
I don't know.
Fascinating.
They normally run, like,
do you mind if
stuff.
I size you up? Do you mind if I get my calipers out?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind them. I'm here, you know, because you let me out, so it's the least
I'm gonna
can do.
Check you. I'll check you for lice as I'm like just kind of prodding you excitedly. Can I do a heel check on him to try to see if he's injured or struggling in any way medically?
Sure.
Pretend you're asleep. 3 success levels.
He seems fine. You, probably real hungry. But other than that...
Oh, well, as it just so happens, I actually have this pie, just on me. I don't know. I don't remember where I got it from, but you're welcome to it if you're famished.
Oh, well, all right. I haven't had anything to... Oh, my God. What is this? This is terrible. This is like days, weeks old. And it tastes like it's been in somebody's armpit for quite a long time.
Yeah, he always said it kept it moist.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I'm still going to eat it.
I noticed you're still eating it. Yeah. It just felt right to offer it to you for some reason. I don't know why.
Very hungry and you know, no food or little food is better than no food, but I don't even know if I could eat this. This is gross.
You're currently eating it. It's in your mouth. You're chewing it.
Oh, it's so yucky.
Mr. GM.
Huh?
Was any of Bruno's coachman jacket still intact?
Some, yeah.
Can I have that?
Sure.
I want to wear it.
Imagine it. You like swim.
Oh yes, yeah, so it's like a kid.
So
you walking can put around your arm through bag. The sleeves, but like a big chunk of it's gone. So like, there's a hole. Like half of one sleeve.
Well, yeah,
is just
most
gone.
Shirts have holes in it. That's how you get your arms through.
Aren't you wearing like nice clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're covered in gore now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Like a tidal wave. Hey, at least
you're the one who wasted your rose water.
At least the folks on the Discord are going to realize what those like gifts of
the
whales
exploding.
Whales,
that was, for. You know, kind of that was a little too soon. You were looking those up while your character was dying last week. It was difficult to look over and watch him looking up whales exploding on a beach.
Oh my God, Jamie.
But yeah, I dumped that rose water on the coat, so at least it should smell okay, and it'll cover up what's left of my nice clothes as like a poncho, almost like a really big poncho.
For real.
Really smells like rose water and gunpowder now. That's good.
It's actually, I don't think that's a bad smell, right? It's kind of manly, but also a little feminine. It's both sweet,
like Lucky.
and gun.
Call it rose powder.
Would you call it Guns and Roses?
I like that. Man. I like that.
I feel like an idiot for not thinking of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hang my head in shame.
All right, so Stubbs, it looks like we're headed to take down the Yellow Fang. You're welcome to tag along with us. You say you're investigating them, or you just want some comeuppance?
I mean, if they're behind this pilfering of the Rotonium Brie, I'm on the case until it's seen through.
So, like, what do you know, if you know anything about, like, this, the Yellow Fang, the man that I killed in cold blood said that they were, like, the master race or whatever like that? Like, are we talking, like, a foot race? Because I used to race my friend Beck in Cizda all the time, and he would always beat me because he was a dirty cheater.
Now, about this man that you killed in cold blood.
Yes.
Why did you do it?
Well, he asked me to.
He asked you to kill him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She's not wrong.
He did, yeah. He was like, they will do worse to me. Please kill me.
Well, I...
Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah. No, he did say that.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he signed a DNR and everything. Don't worry.
The rest of them were asking for it, but not, like, verbally direct, you know? They like looked at me funny, and I was like, here comes this club.
They also set your friend on fire and killed him.
Your solar plexus.
That's probably why it's so dark in here, because they used all the lamp oil to set Bruno on fire.
Probably.
I'm honestly surprised he didn't burn longer.
Oh, yeah, his coat was all burned, geez, too. You had to, like, put the fire out.
That's
on the coat.
No, that's on me. Yeah, bedside manner has never been one of my strengths.
And you see a finger on the ground that is still burning.
Oh,
his trigger finger.
It's still twitching. Look at that. It's like a puppy having a dream, except it's a finger looking for a trigger.
All right. So you've met the Stubbs.
These Stubbs.
What do we do next?
Well, I suppose we'll go up. What? So where Bruno was exploded. right? There was a passage to the east and then a passage to the north, yes?
Yes.
So let's just go through the one on the east.
Okay.
Let's just see what that leads to.
Go ahead. So as you walk down that hallway to the east of that room where they were like, now you can see that you're closer. You know, the table that got knocked over, everything had a bunch of cards. There is a total of... nine pennies scattered about now. And we'll figure out exactly what Bruno had as well besides the coat. Now that JB's here, I can get his character sheet.
I almost expected Bruno had like a lot of evidence of a much more deeper, richer inner life, like a finished manuscript, like a watercolor painting that's been very well worked on.
Oh, that's
a
real
notebook
good.
Of poems.
Oh, yeah,
that have some dry pressed roses in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you head down this tunnel to the east, Mina, and it's short. Leads to a small room. Again, it's mostly natural. It's clearly been carved out a bit, but it's a bit of an armory and storeroom.
Oh,
you
is there
find
anything good?
Kind of a, there's like a shoddy made weapon rack kind of thrown together that has five swords,
oh,
six daggers, three hand axes, a tinderbox, and 10 torches.
All right, well, let's just armor ourselves with torches, yeah? And
right?
I would like to take a sword.
Figured you would. I think I said earlier that you would like what's down that hallway.
Ah.
Now you have a sword instead of a club.
I thought you meant Bruno being dead.
Yeah, I thought he meant like a facetious way. Like, oh, you're going to like that. And it's like some kind of like mutated like rat ogre.
I mean, Mino probably would like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That should be the name of your next hedgehog is facetious.
Hmm.
Right?
I mean, mechanically, a sword is the same thing as a club. It's just so much more Mina to have a sword.
Yes. I cannot properly shish kebab anybody with a club. I mean, I can, but it's...
You did try.
Difficult.
Would a hand axe be, like, too big for me to use, or...?
I don't think there's any rules for small creatures using...
Okay.
...average-sized weapons.
So I'll take a dagger.
Would it just be, like, a great axe for him?
Yeah, right. It's a hand axe, so it's not, you know, it's not, like, a great axe.
Okay.
So you could have it as a basic weapon.
All right,
oh, geez, Stubbs, if you wanted a knife to cut the pie with, I would have offered you one.
I just picked one up right here. Thank you for your offer. You're very kind, sir.
You know how to use that thing?
He's really not kind, though. He's normally very mean to people. Maybe just me, but...
What, the doctor here? The good doctor?
Yeah.
Hello.
But you're both doctors.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you from, like, different schools?
We're actually oddly enough from the same town.
Yeah, I went to a real one is the main difference there.
Okay.
We both lived in Wittkendorf.
Oh, man, I've heard some things about that town. It's really run down and nobody goes there.
Yeah.
No, it's a shame. Actually, I had to flee in terror because the ruling Wittkendorf's happened to go under for some unforeseen reason. I've just kind of been on the move ever since.
There was that great castle up on the cliff.
There was, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was a beautiful castle, yeah.
It was.
If I ever catch the guys who did it. Maybe this is how I grieve. You don't know.
That's really good.
But yeah, no, that castle's now in the river.
Oh, it's a floating castle.
Yeah, we've actually had a whole lot of issues with bomb and bomb-related disasters.
It does seem like more of a theme now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, until further notice, no one gets the bombs except me. They can't be trusted with them.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? And I kind of nudge the corpse a little more. I'm so sorry. It's one of those too soon things again, isn't it? You're gonna have to like tie a bell around.
Yeah, I think you're
something.
At like seven soon, but at this point now, man, like it just that's a lot.
It really, honestly, it seemed longer.
Okay, I would like to just really quick save my game before I go.
Did you find a bonfire?
I think I did. It's like in a trash can.
Okay.
Before I go to this hallway to the north. If I could get my fortune points back, that would be super cool.
Oh, that reminds me. I was planning on
waiting for Bruno to die before you gave us any meta points that could have saved his life.
Yeah, is that a major? Is that like a long-term goal or something?
For the GM? Fortune was not as saved his life because he never even tried to make a test. Just let the fire kill him.
Don't put this on Bruno.
I was going to have you restore your fortune points after finding Stubbs, to at least with all the loss you've suffered down here, that you were able to save somebody so far by freeing them from this awful prison. Feel a little bit better.
So we get fortune back?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I wasn't just because you said it. I just forgot to do it then.
Oh, making
just one or multiple?
All of them.
Wait, really?
Up to your fate. Yeah.
Current fate or max fate?
Max fate. Well, current, really? Your current is your...
There should only be one value there.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It looks like I used a fate point at some point.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think you did in that alleyway fight. I think everybody but Lucky did.
So wouldn't it be one less than it currently is? Oh, it just replaces it. I don't get a new one. Is that what you're saying?
Well, how many fate do you have?
I did have 4. Now I have 3.
Yeah, so you'll get 3 fortune points.
Okay. Or, you know. So it's not a thing that gets, like, replenished or something.
Fate does, but you can earn fate points, but very rarely.
Can I have one now? At the end of, like, a book or at the end of a huge thing. Yeah, actually...
Can I have one now?
If he's having one, can I have one as well?
Mm.
Don't be greedy.
Yeah.
I feel bad enough giving fortune back. It makes me feel icky. That's why I only do it rarely.
I didn't need those fortune anyway.
And Mina heads up the hall.
I'm going north, baby.
So as you go north, what do you see?
Everybody in the club is looking at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it. Sorry. There is a hallway that leads to the east, or we can continue going north, and it looks like there's blood on the floor.
Oh, Gibbs.
Actually, those are brackets.
Blood on the brackets. So yeah, you do see another fork here.
So I will go to the right, to the east.
Oh, fork. Bruno loved these.
He never used silverware. He always used his hands.
Those red spots would be there on your map. That's weird.
Right, but his kind of like hands were like shovel, so like they were kind of like better than a fork. All
right, so Mina heads to the right again. Very short tunnel opens up into a larger room here, about the size of a little bit bigger than the room where they were playing cards, and this is clearly some kind of deranged shrine.
What the?
You see 2 crudely sculpted statues.
Okay.
In like far corners of the room that look, make an easy intuition test. Or what lores do you have?
Nothing that will help me here. Lore torture?
No.
Yeah. Easy intuition, 79,
77. So, oh wow, okay. So the statues are not good. They're carved from the stone, like natural stone of the wall as well. Again, it looks like the room was artificially enlarged. And as they were carving the wall away, part of it was used to make this statue that kind of blends into the wall. Like maybe it's unfinished. Maybe it's supposed to be like that.
The proportions are totally off.
It's weird. I mean, it's tall. It feels like it goes to the top of the ceiling in here, which isn't huge. About 8 feet high here, but it looks kind of like a rat. Like it has like a rat face, but the rat has big horns growing out of its head.
Now, does Mina, Danny knows, does Mina have any, have we talked about?
No,
nothing like that.
If you had to describe it, like, so it's like a rat that has horns, is it like good or would it be like great?
I mean, I feel like the horns are like the size of the horns would be pretty great.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
it's like a great horned rat.
That's one way you could describe it.
Okay.
No, are the horns like deer antler horns or like ram horns?
Like ram horns.
Okay. Oh, really? I never knew that.
Those like, I don't know, like they're like...
The curly ones?
And they're not real, they don't need to, not necessarily curly, but they're like, they got ridges like Ruffles chips, you know?
Like antelope.
Oh, so not
or
like...
gazelles.
Not like the poops that were on that sprue when we were assembling stuff?
Yeah, not curly like that, but the kinds that, you know.
Yeah, like a
little bumps on them.
Ribbed, yeah. You also see there is a symbol of 3 bones forming an inverted triangle has been chiseled into the rock wall behind the statue, next to the statue there, and the roof is supported by four columns in this room.
May I make some kind of test if you want me to? Does this thing with the three bones, is that reminiscent of the clasp on the cloaks of the men I encountered previously?
It's been recently enough that you would notice that the same symbol, yes.
Okay.
Also, in front of one of the statues is kind of like a little altar that just has like weird little trinkets on it made out of like bone and fur and stuff. And in front of that is a hole, like a natural cleft in the rock that is just looks black, like it just goes down, straight down.
Can I take one of the trinkets and like drop it down to see how deep this hole is?
Sure. You drop it and it's like you hear like a tink, like a hitting the side.
Yeah.
And then you don't hear anything else.
Okay, so this place goes way further down than we were anticipating.
The hole is about 3 feet diameter.
Stubs.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of spelunking?
No. What would the spelunking entail?
I haven't either, but do you want to climb down this hole?
No, you can't even hear the bottom, right? You drop that thing down there, it still hasn't hit.
Yeah, it's like throwing a trinket down a hallway.
May I? Ooh, okay, hang on. May I take one of the torches from the armory with the tinderbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Light the torch on fire, drop the torch down the hole.
Sure.
That's a great idea.
Okay, you drop the torch down, and again, you see it kind of hit the walls, it goes down.
Yeah.
It's not like perfectly straight.
Right.
It looks very natural.
Okay.
And it just keeps going and keeps going, and the light gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it's just like a little pinprick, basically.
This is so deep.
Is there anything around this shrine that I'll point Griggs at it and just, is any of this magic? Is there any like bad stuff here?
Make a channeling test.
No.
Yeah. That's how you find out. That's how you use detect artifact.
This seems like a trap, but I will roll it.
Okay.
And I'll pass it. 3 success levels.
You didn't even look at the dice.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, that's a lot more than 3.
Oh, that's a 6 you rolled.
Yeah, sure is. 6 success levels.
Nothing magical.
Plus, okay.
Just before I was trying to get in there before you got too excited.
It would be 8 with etheric attunement as well.
Good job.
Thanks. I did it. And since it was a channeling test, it actually would be 9 successes because Griggs would have helped.
Good job, Griggs.
Thanks. Well, it's definitely, here's the good news, is it's not too evil. There's no magic around it or anything.
Okay.
Or like bad stuff.
That's fair.
So it actually just might be some rocks and sticks.
Is there anything on the floor that might catch my interest? Or what is going on with this three-pointed triangle thing?
And do you have any appropriate lores for that?
I've got no lores.
I actually have a very specific lore for this. Lore Dark Magic.
Whoa.
You have Lore Dark Magic?
I have Lore Dark Magic.
What?
Yeah.
When did you get that?
I don't remember. It's on my sheet, though. Do you want to ask if I have ranks in it?
Oh, do you have advances in it?
I do.
Oh.
I have 1.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Give me a challenging dark lore. Lore dark magic.
1. Positive success.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks.
So yeah, it's not a good, again, the actual carving is not good, but
you said it was great.
The horns were great.
Mm.
Like they're big horns for like the size of this thing, but you definitely feel like this looks like what you fought way back in the Barren Hills, right? When you got ambushed by those Skaven. Rat-headed beastmen. It looks like one of those.
That's
just
right.
8 feet tall.
The statue's 8 feet tall, or like to scale?
The ceiling stat is 8 feet in here, but like the top of the horns of this thing reach the ceiling.
I forgot about that. Mina, do you remember when we were in the Barren Hills? And do you think they actually get this big? Or is this like an homage to it? It's like, you know how Carl Franz's statue is like 12 feet tall, but he's only 11 feet tall at most?
Yes. And like how, you know, like, same thing with like the Temple of Ulric and the Temple of Sigmar, where everything is very like aggrandized, you know, and in a way of like, God, I hope it doesn't get this big.
Right.
I don't
know. Okay. Because that'd be real worrisome if they actually got that big.
Yeah.
And with horns too.
Yeah.
Webby. From where you are, I want you to make a challenging perception test.
Okay.
Where we went up the other hall.
For the listener, I beelined right for the blood. Shocker, I know.
I love that.
I will say that's not blood on the floor. That's a marking for the GM that you shouldn't be able to see. I'm not sure why you can, but...
Oh, well, let's the GM know that there's not blood there.
Right.
Surgeon skills, my surgeon sense is tingling that blood was spilled here, and I'm trying to figure out how. Ooh, critical success.
Ooh. You hear ahead of you with a crit. How many success levels?
What was it, challenging?
Yeah.
One.
Oh. With one success level in here, and then it was a critical success, which don't really count for skills, but I like to anyway.
No, but it's cool.
You see that there's another fork right ahead of you. To the left, you hear the sound of running water, rushing water.
And jogging water.
We'll find out what that is next time in 204.
204.
I never touch this stuff anyway.
Episode 2 for Stubbs.
Oh, now you can make those jokes too. I want to die. I want to make those jokes.
Dude, I like Stubbs a lot.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild?, our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.